Bishul Perak Aleph Seif Yud Gimel Kiruv Bishul. To go and quicken up a thing, to go and help it to go and cook quickly. Tova Macho Sheinu Mavusha Kol Tzalkoi Amonach Al Gabi Eish Poifin Sheosit Lishpashel Kavod Zman Mesuyam Asur Lassam Shum Pola Hamakarevis Es Bishulo. Food which is on the stove or on any place which in, let's say, in a certain amount of time is going to go and be cooked. Now you want to go and do something which will help it cook quicker. Also, chayav sometimes if called you are doing bishul on Shabbos, because till now, let's say, it would take it an hour to go and cook. Now you want to do something to help it to cook quicker. It takes 3/4 hour. It's also to do that on Shabbos, considered you're cooking on Shabbos. V'lochein, also lekarev es hakedera le'esh. If you've got a food which is not yet fully cooked, which is on the stove, also lekarev es hakedera le'esh. You're not allowed to go and put the pot nearer to the fire. Oy la'mid al gabei alav gadola, or to put it on a bigger fire. Brackets. Ve'av kasha eis mechusa v'akdei munachas al gabei akise ein naziv elokav lemakom shachum ayav yisa. So even if the fire is covered, you got a blech or you got some sort of a cover, it's no difference. If you're going to put it in a place which is going to be warmer, hotter, then you are making the cooking quicker. Umitam ze, also lechasa ze zakadeya bekisui, sheye betachum, ima es abishu. Vechein im heim sa mechse akadeya, also lechzioi, kim shugoyim baze, lema es abishu. Therefore, he says another two things which could be problematic. To go and cover it, cover the pot, even without the problem from Atmona. A person wants to put on the pot a blanket, wants to put on it even a towel. The towel will help it to go and cook quicker, because till now it was not cooking, because it was it would take an hour. Now, because you covered it over, it may take only 50 minutes. Therefore, you don't have to do that on Shabbos. Same thing is, if you took off the lid and you see that it is not cooked yet, you're not allowed to put back the lid, because now putting back the lid is going to go and help it to cook quicker. Okay? So, this we're learning our halacha, which is very, very important. If you've got something on the fire, then you're not allowed to go and help it to go and cook quicker if it hasn't been fully cooked yet. So anything which is not fully cooked, we'll have to be very, very careful on Shabbos not to go and make any sort of help for the pot to cook quicker. So if a person has put things on the fire on Erev Shabbos and he's got a blech, Gufa Oktuma, like we'll learn later on, there's no problem in Halacha Mitzad Bishul to put it on the blech before Shabbos, even if it is not fully cooked. Once it's Machul Ben Drusoy, like we learned as Hashem, a third cooked, one's allowed to leave it on the fire, leave it on the stove, leave it on in a way that it's going to cook on Shabbos. But one has to be very, very careful that one doesn't help the pot to go and cook quicker. Therefore, if it is on the stove, if you're going to move it, you may move it to a place which is going to be more hot. You're not allowed to do that. If you took off its lid, you're not allowed to put the lid back, because if you're putting back the lid, you're helping it to go and cook quicker. You're not allowed to cover with anything on the lid, because then it'll help the pot to be more insulated, and therefore it'll cook quicker. You're not allowed to take anything out of the pot. So we'll learn later on, you take out water if it's the urn. You want to take out water from the pot, from the urn, or taking out water from the pot which has got water inside, it's not fully cooked, then you're going to help the water to cook quicker. That you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. One has to be very, very careful if one left something on the stove in a way that it's not fully cooked when you left it, not to help the pot to go and cook quicker. If the food is already fully cooked, then you've got no problem, because after it's fully cooked, we said there's no bishul anymore. So you're allowed to go and do all these things we said before, even though it is able to cook more. Mistapek v'yofala, you call it, that it could get like a cholent. A cholent, if you leave it till the morning, it cooks much better. But meanwhile, it is fully cooked. Something which is fully cooked is allowed to go and help it to cook, even though it's going to get better cooked. Like a cholent, there's no problem. Since it's already been fully cooked, there's no problem to go and cook it, to go and help it cook quicker. Says the bracket to bevat, shalila yak besa esh, shubazay yesh isa avoa. Ule in kivak zela esh, in mepeh beis, if someone says. Says, it, you're not allowed to put up the fire, because putting up the fire, you got a problem from havor on Shabbos. And he says, go and put the kader more nearer to the fire. One has to know, later on, speak about it, it's a problem from Gufo Ktuma. You have to have the stove covered for the problem from Gufo Ktuma Chazor. Kumoi Kain, also the Hagis Kader, in the Kamom, Sifim, Peites, Savites, that this till Savites. The pot is agos. Agos means to go and mix. To mix the pot is a different story. Some people say even if it's fully cooked, it's got a problem for mixing the pot. So if yod dalet, the same subject as we said before, is for something which is not fully cooked. Now, what do you call it not fully cooked? There is something called machol ben jusoy. To go and cook it to the shlav for machol ben jusoy is also. Now, what is machol ben jusoy? Machol ben jusoy means really a person who was a ganav. He used to always steal. He didn't have enough time to eat food when it is fully cooked. So he used to eat the food already when it started cooking, enough that it shouldn't be too raw. Now, machol ben jusoy means that it is a certain amount cooked which you're able to eat in b'shat ha'dchak when you're in. When you've got a problem, you'll eat it. Now, what is considered machol ben jusoy? It's a machloikas, if it is a half amount of the bishul, or it is a full, or a third amount of the bishul. Let's see that inside. Hamavashel, dova, machol, achegia, le machfis bishulay. A person, tif yodala, person who goes and cooks a food till it comes to half of the bishul. See in a second what that means. Yeshim, shlish bishulay, third. Now it is possible to eat it if one is when one needs. If one can't wait, a person by the Eved would eat it in such a stage. In that stage already, you are chayav. That means it's considered you're fully cooking. To cook till the stage of machol ben drusoi is already considered fully cooking. It's not fully cooking in aloha from cooking, it's fully considered cooking klape aloha from bishul, you're tired on bishul if you cook it that amount already. Now, how do you go and estimate that amount? We say like this. The Chazanish says, it will take you an hour to cook. The cooking is considered cooking from when it is hot yad seledes. Before it's hot yad seledes, it's not considered anything. So when it comes to the shlav, the hotness from yad seledes, we'll see exactly later on what's the degree. But when it comes to the shlav from yad seledes, from then till the end of the bishul, the amount is called completely cooked. So if it normally takes an hour, then that the amount is completely cooked. Half the bishul is half the amount of time. Half the amount of time is, let's say, half an hour. If it takes normally a whole hour, half is half an hour. A third will be 20 minutes. So that is considered a third of bishul, and that's considered a half of bishul. If a person cooks that degree, half a bishul or third, then it's going to be chayav on Shabbos. Okay. Let's go further. Omnom, af im lo yagia machal adagazu, shamachal ben drusoi, yesh iso levashloi. If it doesn't come to machal ben drusoi, there's still an isa. Chatzi shiu, osa min hatoya. The person's not allowed to go and cook it even less than yad feledes boy. Even less than slicha machal ben drusoi. That means if a person has it, comes to Yad Seledes. Before it comes to Yad Seledes, there's no bishul. Bishul starts the Yad Seledes. After it comes to Yad Seledes, then from Yad Seledes further, every point further is going to be an Osam Midrabon, an Osam Midaraisa, if you know, Chatzish Osam Natoya. That's going to be Osam Natoya to go and help it to go and cook further. Osam Natoya to do that. But before Yad Seledes, it's no Osam Bichlal. After Yad Seledes, then from then onwards, it's also Midrabbanan. For Chayev, you're only going to be Chayev if it is Gemachal Ben Drusoi, which we said before, or a third of the Bishul, or a half of the Bishul.